I started at school when I was 4 years old, and in no time at all, it seemed like days to me at that age, they said to me, no, the starting age now has gone up to 5, so you've got to go back home and come back when you're 5. So I did.
And what did your mum say?
Well, she was worked. She had to go out to work, you know. So anyway, we worked it out, whatever it was, you know. I can't remember precisely, like. And then when I was 5, I went back to school and I met my biggest buddy in life. I mean, for years we never saw each other later on, but he was still my number one buddy. That was Peter Healy, who, well, for me, he was a smashing guy. My teacher when I started school was Miss Beckett. I think she lived down Farrow Lane and somewhere around there in that area. And then when we moved up to Standard 6, I think it was, which was still the infants, that was Miss Berry. And Miss Berry was the head of the infants side of school. Was a marvellous person. Very severe, very strict, but a wonderful person. Really wonderful person. All the children were her children, you know. She was that kind of... Then we went into the big school then, which was like just going down the corridor. And it was Mrs. Black who was our Standard 7 teacher. That's the year when you start to learn a lot more then, you know, when you're 7 years old. 8 years old, the second... I can't remember her name for the life of me.
Right, okay.
And then Miss Birch was our next teacher in Standard 3. She was a good teacher. Another one that wouldn't take any nonsense. And then we went to Standard 4, which was Mr. Thackeray, or as we called him, Oak Par Thack. And we was 9 years old in that class.
What was he like?
He was one of those, if you're doing anything, if you're being naughty, and he'd sort of walk past you and you wouldn't, you know, you'd go out of your vision. You wouldn't see him, and he'd go right to the back of the school and he'd throw a piece of chalk at you. To stop you, you know. Think that, but he was a top cricketer. He didn't play, I don't know if he played for Yorkshire, but he played in the semi-professional league, Bradford League. He played there, and then later he came back to play for Oulton in the Yorkshire Council. While I was in Standard 4, when I was 9 years old, and I had to stand up and say a piece of poetry about my heart's in the Highland. And I said this poetry, and as I sat down, Mr. Plows came through the door. And he says, your heart will be on the left wing on Saturday. And I played my first ever game for the school at 9 years old. I played out on the left wing.
And did he choose you because you were good at poetry or because you were good at football?
Well, I'm hoping it were good at football because he was a scout. He was a football scout. Did you know he was a football scout?
Yeah.
He scouted for Arsenal, and then he scouted for Huddersfield Town. When we took the, what they call the 11 plus, you know, whatever, it was an exam to me to go to the grammar school, and I failed that. I wasn't bothered because Peter had failed it as well. So it was all right. And then later on, when I was just before my 14th birthday, I think it was, I took the exam for Whitwood Junior Tech, and I passed it. So I went to Whitwood Junior Tech on an industrial course, like, you know, and 2 years there, and I got me certification, like, you know. Well, it was an industrial circle. We took metalwork, physics, chemistry, electricity, maths, English, workshop drawing. And also, we had a PE. There was a PT teacher there who was very, very good.
And so were you doing an apprenticeship at the same time, or were you just
going to the college? No, we was full-time at the college. We was too young to leave school. After we'd left school, they got you an interview. I was nearly 16 when I left there. They got me an interview at John Fowler's. John Fowler & Co, who manufactured diesel locos and diesel crawler tractors and all that kind of thing, you know. And they got me a bound apprenticeship there as a welder. And I was going to day school from there, Fowler. And they didn't put me in the welding engineers course. They put me on the mechanical because they wanted me to go in the drawing office because I was good, you know, as a draftsman, like, you know.
Right.
But I didn't want that. I wanted the on-hand, I wanted to be a welder, because one of my sisters were a welder during the war. So I got a job at Fowler's. I was a bound apprentice, and they were doing this to me. So when the time came for me to go into the army, I was deferred because I was a bound apprentice. So I said to my dad, "Dad, I'm not learning enough about welding with these people." I said, I can learn more if I go in the army. So he says, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah." So we went down to Fowler's together and went in to see what was then the personnel manager, and we tore up the indentures, and that was it. And I went down to the Army Recruiting Centre and said, "Yeah, I know I've just been deferred and all that, like, but I want to go in the regular army. I want to get in the REME." So I went in the REME.
So you didn't? It wasn't national service as such. You were volunteering to go in as a proper...
As a regular soldier.